Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Channeling History. We're the only show where we speak to the souls that made things happen. We try to make history alive for you by speaking to the souls that made the events take place. I'm Barry Strom, your host, and I will be doing the channeling tonight.
And I'm Connie Strom, your co-host. I would also like to welcome you to our show this evening. Last week, we had a very interesting show with Albert Einstein and Nikola Tesla. This very interesting show is available on our YouTube channel, which is in the name of Barry Strom, and at this point, we've got over 570 videos. We're currently consolidating all of our audio broadcasts on a new platform named podbean.com. Just go to the site and search Barry Strom. This week, we're going to investigate wars of the future. We will discuss weaponry of the humans, such as the nuclear weapons, and weapons of the alien planets. Our spirit guests will be Robert Oppenheimer and Fred, our blue alien. So please feel free to submit any questions through the chat room.
All right, let's do a short disclaimer, and then we'll get on with the show. Opinions or statements voiced on our show are the channeled words of the spirits and do not necessarily reflect our opinions, those of the Pararex Network, or of our sponsors, if we had any. Before we channel, we always say a prayer of protection, so Connie's going to say the prayer, and we're going to begin. This is going to be an incredible show.
God, please grant us your wisdom and protection. Grant us the knowledge that we can handle and keep us safe from all things that will harm us. Keep the messages positive and pure love. Keep us safe from our egos. We ask these things in the light of the seen, the unseen, and the honesty of God.
Okay, let's start by discussing the current nuclear weapons and how they were developed. These weapons represent the greatest danger to humans today, and countries possess enough of these weapons to wipe out life on our planet. We're going to start by channeling Robert Oppenheimer, the director of the Manhattan Project that developed the atomic bomb during World War II, and is also called the father of the atomic bomb. So, Connie, let's begin with Mr. Oppenheimer.
Welcome, sir. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Would you like to begin with a message?
Yes, I would. I would like to thank you for asking me. I know that there are people that disagree that I should have been doing what I did, but you have to think of the times. World War II was a terrible, terrible thing. War in the Pacific was taking many of the American boys. It was an absolute calamity what was taking place. Through the years that the war had been going on, the Marines had basically been fighting in the Pacific, and they were taking the islands. And it was soon going to be time that they were going to have to invade Japan. Many people thought that the Japanese would fight to the bitter end, and perhaps hundreds of thousands of the Americans would be killed in the attempt to take the island. We knew that Germany was working on an atomic weapon. We knew that there was much that had to be done. And we also knew the capabilities of what this weapon was going to have. So yes, we did our best to complete the weapon. And it was used twice. It was used on Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and Japan. And the results were absolutely horrendous. There were so many people killed. Cancer killed many individuals as time went on. The towns were absolutely destroyed. There was nothing left. And we got to see just how dangerous the weapon we were working on truly was. We knew that other countries would try to get the weapon. We also knew all the potential dangers that were involved with it. So as I look back, I wonder whether it was truly worthwhile. I know we saved the lives of hundreds of thousands of American boys, kept them from being maimed, kept them from being destroyed mentally. But we did wind up with an atomic weapon. It changed everything. Today, there are truly countries that have so many weapons that can wipe life off the face of the earth. I guess for every good, there's a bad, and that is the risk. But at the time, we could see no other choice. So thank you for allowing me to speak. And Connie, I know that you have questions for me as well.
I do. Why did you accept the position of being in charge of developing the first nuclear weapon?
I accepted because I felt that I was the individual that could bring some common sense to the project, and that I felt that I was probably the best qualified to do the research that was required. I knew that there would be much on my conscience for it, but everybody was realizing that it was such an important thing that we needed to beat Germany and we needed to save the lives of our boys. So I gladly accepted.
One of our listeners would like to know, what do you think of the movie Oppenheimer?
I have mixed emotions. Some of it was accurate, some of it was not. Today people look at what took place and they cannot look at it, things in the context of the history of the time. So I would say that at best I have mixed emotions over it.
Understandable. When you began, did you understand the implications of developing the weapon? Because that was something new.
Not entirely. None of us truly understood the power that we could unleash with the weapon. None of us ever considered for a moment that we were working on something that could destroy humanity. We were strictly thinking about what the effects of it would be and how we could end the war.
What did you think when the bombs were used against Japan?
They accomplished the goals that we wanted them to accomplish. Japan realized that we had the ultimate weapon, that we could destroy their country. What they did not realize was that we had only had a few of the weapons available and that we had already used them, and it would have been some time until we could come up with more of them. But the bomb accomplished what we needed to accomplish. I felt that the United Nations might be able to solve the problem and that they might be able to control what would take place in the future, but I was wrong.
When you observed the results of the use of the weapons, did your opinion towards nuclear development change?
Yes. When I saw the true destruction of the weapon that we created, it broke my heart. I looked at the pictures. After the war, I visited the towns. There was nothing left. I saw the people that were maimed by the bomb. I read stories of what took place from the radiation. I felt that something had to be done so that this type of weapon would never be used again, but that wish was certainly in vain.
Yes, I think our listeners have been anxiously awaiting you this evening. I have another question from our chat room. It says, how were you judged for all the death that the bomb caused?
The bomb, even though it caused many lives, it took many lives, saved many more lives. So when you are judged for what you do in a time of war, the guides understand the implications, both of what your actions did and what results were achieved. I was not judged negatively. I was trying to save American lives and any of the lives of our allies. We succeeded in doing that. Others are judged harshly for what took place after the war. But for what I did, it was a justifiable act.
Did you have any alien assistance at the development of the atomic bomb?
Yes, we did. There had been instances where we had interacted with aliens. It was top secret. Nobody knew about it. But there had been instances where we had the availability of speaking with them and getting some of their ideas. They did not carry the brunt of the work, but they did give us guidance, and they gave us warnings about what we were doing. They definitely told us that we were in our uncharted waters and that there would be long-term repercussions. But at the time, as I keep saying, everyone simply wanted to end the war, and that was the means to the end.
Yes. What type of aliens assisted you?
We had several types. Generally, there were some reptilians that helped us. There were some that you are not familiar with. There were Palladians involved. It was an interesting project, to say the least. Much of it is still so top secret that no one knows about it.
Did they advise you not to pursue a hydrogen bomb?
Yes. They said that hydrogen had much different fission characteristics, and that it would be possible that you could set off a fusion that would possibly envelop the entire Earth, since there is hydrogen in the air, there's hydrogen in the water. They warned us that we should not be working with hydrogen, that there was really no need, that it was possible to gain the proper strength without getting involved with the fusions that developed into the hydrogen bomb. And they said that if indeed we did not listen to their advice, that we needed to be very, very careful.
Did they warn you of the risks of nuclear proliferation?
Yes. As with all powerful weapons, they told us that other countries would try to develop them. They told us that in the future there would be countries that would be trying to gain powers. They told them that there would be times that other countries would possibly use whatever weapons were available to them. They told us that we had to keep the projects a deep secret, which we tried to do but failed. We tried to do many things, but we found out that we had spies working in our operation in the Manhattan Project, and it was not long until Russia developed the weapon.
Did they tell you that the civilized planets in the galaxy live in peace without such weapons?
Yes, they made a point of telling us that. But they also said that many of the countries in the galaxy, or many of the planets in the galaxy, had gone through very difficult transitional periods, and that they had many great wars that were waged on the different planets throughout time. They were very forthcoming in their warnings. They said that there would be repercussions in the future for it, but they also said that they could not assure us that the German research would not get into the hands of the Russians or possibly other countries, and that indeed the war needed to be ended.
Hey, my chat room is overflowing with questions tonight. One would like to know, will aliens shut down the nuclear launch sites in case of a global nuclear war?
No. To my understanding, but this is a question better left for your next guest, but it is to my understanding that they will allow humans to do as they please.
Why did you oppose the development of the hydrogen bomb?
Because I listened to the warnings that were given to me and understood the implications of what the bomb was capable of. I think that I truly misestimated the power of the atomic fusion that we were working with. I realized that our bombs were very elementary, and that in the future there would be research that would vastly increase the power of these weapons. And I listened to what they told me about the risks of hydrogen.
Is there any chance that the reaction from the development of the hydrogen bomb could have destroyed the Earth?
Oh, absolutely. It's very possible. The fusion that takes place can go basically either way. If you set off a hydrogen bomb, there is a lot of luck involved.
Okay, another question from our chat. Are aliens still helping with the development of nuclear weapons? And if they are, what countries are they helping?
I think that that question is better left to your next guest.
Okay. Did you ever have any association with the Communist Party?
There was a time that I felt that perhaps the communist socialist way of life might be able to provide a better way of, a simpler way of living. But I realized immediately that communism was a huge risk for peace on the planet.
Do you see any way that nuclear proliferation can be averted?
I think that the genie is out of the bottle on that. There's way too many countries now have the weapon. If one country gets the weapon, then the neighboring country thinks they need one in order to deter their neighbor from attacking them. The only way that it will happen is if the truly aggressive countries decide that they will give up their nuclear weapons. But that is highly unlikely unless somebody takes them away from them.
Will Russia use a nuclear weapon in Ukraine?
It is a distinct possibility. There is little sanity in Russia right now, or they would never have even started this war. If it becomes apparent that they are going to truly lose, there is a real risk that they can use a weapon.
Do you see any way to avoid nuclear war?
Well, there's always a way to avoid nuclear war, and that is to follow the commands of God and love one another and learn to coexist. But as long as individuals can seek great political power, it is going to be very difficult.
Do you see a weapons of the future that would be more powerful than nuclear weapons?
Yes. There are many weapons on other planets that are much more powerful than our nuclear weapons today. There are planets that have weapons that are capable of totally destroying planets and taking all life with it. It would be a question if humans ever evolved to the point that they can be trusted with such technologies. But there are incredible weapons that are being used or that are available. Keep in mind that the planets of our galaxy have learned to get along and understand the risks of the weapons that they possess. They understand and they have set up guidelines that they will not use these weapons. The highly advanced cultures truly understand the need for coexistence.
I hope ours gets that advanced at some point. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Oppenheimer. Do you have a final message for our listeners?
Yes. I want everyone to have hope, and I hope want everyone to pray and to work towards peace. There has to be a way that the rogue countries of the planet understand truly that their mutual destruction will be assured, and that the only way to the future is if they give up their weapons, and if they learn to work together, and if they learn to truly understand that the preachings of God give a path forward. This planet has got to understand the lessons that have been learned by the other civilized worlds in our galaxy. To continue to build more powerful weapons is to continue to take steps that will assure the end of human evolution. There has to be sanity at some point. As weapons grow stronger and stronger, countries have got to understand that if they use them, they are assuring their own self-destruction. And at some point, they have to understand that mutual cooperation and coexistence is the only true answer to the future. Nuclear deterrence can fail. One country can think that they have advanced to the point that they can have a first strike and be successful. All of the countries of the world must understand that coexistence is the only answer. So thank you for allowing me to speak. Thank you for allowing me to come through. And I'm anxious myself to hear some of the answers that your next guest is going to have. So thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.
Okay. As you may be aware, I'm the author of two books concerning aliens. One is Aliens Among Us, Exploring Past and Present, and the other is Spirits Speak of the Universe. All of our information in these books was channeled from the spirit of an alien named Mu. He came from a planet named Robe, and that planet was located on the furthest spiral of our Milky Way. He explained how all the truly advanced planets lived in peace and coexisted in spite of very advanced weapons and technology. Mu's no longer with us, but we're now chatting with another alien spirit from Robe, and he told us simply to call him Fred, because we'll never be able to pronounce his real name. So Fred is with us, and he is now willing to answer questions for us. So Connie, let's talk to Fred.
Fred, thank you so much for coming back. Would you like to begin with a message?
Absolutely. I want everyone to know that there is always hope. The current situation on your planet looks very dire, but there is always hope that individuals will understand. Many other planets in the galaxy have life upon them. Most of these planets have got incredible technologies that you will never be able to understand. There have been planets in the past that have destroyed themselves as they gained their technologies. We are trying to influence humans to make the decisions that are necessary that they truly advance so that they can be trusted with the very advanced technologies. The free will of humans is a test. It does not necessarily have to end in disaster. We are trying to influence the politicians of Earth as we speak to make the proper decisions for the future. There are still individuals that feel they know more than we do. But everyone has got to work together to understand the true goals that have to be lived up to in order for planets to adapt and to really gain the true technologies that will lead them into the future. There are many other young cultures as well on other planets, and we try to help them. Humans have a great opportunity in front of them. They have to open their minds and their hearts and understand that the only way is through cooperation and coexistence. That is a possibility. It looks like a very dim possibility at this time, but everyone has to have faith and work towards the goal of mutual coexistence. So thank you for allowing me to come back. I know that you have some fairly difficult questions written out for me, so let us begin.
Okay, in what ways did the individuals living on other planets learn the lesson of coexistence?
There was no one way, because there are so many different planets, and there are so many different types of aliens or extraterrestrials on those planets. So each had their own way of learning. But the ultimate fact was, the individuals that learned their lessons came to the conclusion that there was much more to be added by using the resources that they were devoting to developing these terrible weapons and towards defending themselves, that it was much better to take the assets that would have gone into the weaponry and used it for the betterment of their civilizations. Once those funds or resources were reallocated, the individuals were so much happier than they were when they were worrying about their own self-destruction. So you need to set off the chain reaction of understanding the reality of the way things really can work.
So did aliens help humans develop the nuclear weapons?
Yes. The aliens, in the beginning of the war, were also assisting the Germans because they did not understand truly what the Nazis stood for. As soon as they understood, they started to mislead them so that they would not be able to develop the weapon. But the Project Manhattan was truly influenced by the advice of extraterrestrials.
Okay, I have a few questions from our chat room for you. One, will aliens shut down the nuclear launch sites in case of global nuclear war?
I cannot make that decision. It is quite possible that humans will be allowed simply to carry out whatever they wish to do because of the importance of free will. We will certainly try to guide them away from utilizing nuclear weapons. But it may be necessary that if a country such as Russia decides to use nuclear weapons on a smaller scale, that they will be allowed to do so, and that the countermeasures that would be taken against them would convince them never to do it again. The decision will be made at the time that the event is going to take place. The decision is not mine to make, but there will be extraterrestrial presence that is capable of making that decision.
Another question from the chat. Are aliens still helping with the development of nuclear weapons? And if so, what countries are they helping?
Aliens are no longer helping with the development. We understand truly the risks of what has taken place in nuclear development. And anything from here on out is part of the free will and decision making right that God has given to humans. They must decide what happens to their own planet.
Yes, God has basically said that. Have extraterrestrials ever had to intervene to save humanity? And if so, would you please explain?
During one of the tests of the hydrogen bomb, we had to become involved in order to stop the fusion event that was taking place. We realized that it was a mistake that was being made by humans, and that it was not an intentional free will event. So we stepped in and intervened and slowed the fusion process so that the destruction that the weapon would have brought was very much minimized. So yes, there was an event where we intervened in a hydrogen bomb test, and there have been times that we have defused certain nuclear weapons in countries for fear that they were going to use them.
If a country tries to perform a major nuclear strike, will aliens intervene again?
That is a decision that will be made at that time. If it is seen that we can truly affect what will take place into the future, and if we can understand that their humans are capable of learning from their mistakes, it is quite possible that we will intervene. But it is not guaranteed. Keep in mind, God has said many times that if humans want to use their free will to the dedication of destroying themselves, that they will be allowed to do so.
Another question from the chat room. Did an energy weapon destroy the Twin Towers on 9/11?
The Twin Towers were destroyed by normal explosive devices. They were not destroyed through any type of nuclear fusion.
Okay, we are well aware that aliens have weapons more powerful than our nuclear weapons. What is the power source of these weapons?
The power source of these weapons is actually far beyond the comprehension of humans. The technologies for these weapons have been developed over millions of years. The atomic fusion is a relatively simple type of destructive device. Keep in mind that there are other elements on the other planets that do not exist on Earth. On this planet, uranium is a source. On other planets, there are other types of elements that do not exist on this planet. On those planets, the different elements have been researched and developed into different types of energies. Those energies can be used to propel ships, provide power that communities use. You have to understand that on other planets, everything is different. For instance, on Earth, you rely upon what you refer to as electricity. On other planets, the energy source is different. There are planets where electricity does not exist, but an unknown energy does and works with high efficiency to provide energies that are needed for those communities. Everything is different. Earth is a unique situation, and their energy sources, for the time being, are unique to this planet.
Would you describe the most powerful of weapons in the galaxy, and what group of aliens have access to these weapons?
There are planets in our galaxy that have what we will refer to as a weapon that would be capable of destroying a planet. It is a type of fusion that is unknown to humans. There are many different types of energies that humans have never even conceived of. But trust me when I tell you that those great energies will not be used to harm humans. Humans will hopefully be left to their own devices. And we hope that their decisions will be able to sustain human evolution into the future.
Have planets in the galaxy ever destroyed each other?
Yes, they have in the past. The destruction of those planets has provided the lessons that have led to the great peace in the galaxy. If a planet knows that their entire civilization can be destroyed by someone by pushing a button, they will do what is necessary to provide that their planet can survive. Many, many years ago, a governing body was determined for the entire galaxy. And this governing body has the ability to assure that mutual destruction does not take place. If one planet does not obey the rules, there are incredibly severe penalties for that planet. No one planet would ever take it upon themselves to destroy another, because that would absolutely assure their own mutual destruction.
Yeah. Will aliens ever help humans develop these more powerful weapons?
That will totally depend upon humans. If humans start learning that they can live peacefully, that they can be trusted, that they will not try to destroy other countries and communities, then they will be trusted with more advanced technologies. Keep in mind that this is a test time for humans. They have been given technologies over the past 100 years, and they have proven that they are incapable of handling them properly. So there's absolutely no reason why they would be trusted with more advanced technologies at this time. They must learn to use the ones that they have.
Fred, is there any reason for humans to need this type of weapon?
No. If they were to learn to live peacefully at this time, then there would be no need into the future. They know that other planets do not mean them harm. When the governing bodies totally understand this, then they should be able to enact laws or ways of living that assure peaceful coexistence. Once humans understand that peaceful coexistence is the only way forward, then we will trust them with more advanced technologies.
Have aliens ever disconnected parts of existing nuclear weapons so that they were inoperable?
There have been times that there have been, shall we say, mysterious accidents to weapons because we felt that it would lead to situations that would have very disastrous outcomes. But we try to allow humans to make their own decisions.
Has there ever been an instance where entire galaxies have fought each other?
Not that I am aware of. There have been times that planets and groups of planets have fought each other, but that has had disastrous results. When massive explosions takes place in space, there are many, many repercussions. There have been times that planets have fought among themselves, but that has been a rarity.
How is it possible that alien ships are invisible to us humans?
That is part of the technology that I have been trying to refer to that exists. The complications of space are many. There are interdimensional situations. There are energies in which cells can be made invisible. Think perhaps of the example of Star Wars with the beam me up, Scotty concept. It is possible for extraterrestrials to use a force that changes the internal structure of the cells on command to be able to move. It is very, very difficult to even explain this. It allows extraterrestrials to instantaneously move an individual from one spot to another without any consideration of the concept that matter cannot be put into a position of such change. So, for instance, when abductions are required to study an individual, extraterrestrials have the power to basically change a human instantaneously into a type of energy form that can be transmitted and then immediately brought back to its original shape and form. That is how individuals are taken onto ships for examination and returned, and they never realize that they have left the spot from which they were taken. I know that does not seem very clear, but it is simply impossible for me to explain much more in detail.
I believe you. Are the ships invisible to other extraterrestrials?
The ships are not invisible. Because extraterrestrial, the other ships have equipment that provides vision to when those ships are in that transparent state in this dimension. Extraterrestrials have the ability to alter interdimensional happenings. As I said, the complexities that are available when humans learn their lessons of coexistence will be absolutely astonishing.
Have alien ships ever engaged in warfare with humans? And if so, will you describe the event?
There have been several events where individuals have taken kinetic action against aliens. It happened in the vicinity of Antarctica after the Second World War. There were actually shots fired between aliens. Only weapons of small energies were used, and there was damage to American ships. But this was all kept a deep secret. There have been other instances where your aircraft has fired upon our ships. And there have been instances where your ships have simply disappeared.
Do aliens have permanent docking locations on Earth? And if so, will you describe them? I know you're not going to tell us where they are, but you can tell us what they're like.
There are various types of places that aliens dock on Earth. Some of them are underwater. There are places in Antarctica where our ships have docked for many, many years. There are places in very remote locations. And there are areas where they dock freely in cooperation with militaries of certain countries.
Countries are currently developing laser weapons. Will these laser weapons become the weapons of the future, do you think?
They will for humans. But we have weapons much more powerful than lasers. The type of energy stream that lasers use does have limitations. We have energy streams that do not have these limitations. But laser weaponry will definitely become the next generation of weapons that humans will rely upon. They will not be used in all military applications, but they will be very effective for anti-aircraft, anti-missile defense. They will be very effective, and they will go through a period of time where they will be thought of as incredibly advanced, and then humans will learn new technologies, and lasers will be replaced in the future.
One of our listeners would like to know, is the hollow theory correct, the hollow earth theory?
No, there's no hollow earth theory. There are hollow caverns under the earth that are used, but there is no theory as to a hollow earth. That is totally incorrect.
What weapons do you think will come after the lasers for humans?
As humans work on lasers, they will learn that there is a type of energies based on the use of hydrogen. Hydrogen will produce an energy source that will allow a stream of energy to be used in a manner similar to a laser. The weapons of the future will not rely on the type of explosives that you currently use. The weapons of the future will have energy sources and technologies that are not even conceived of at this time. As humans learn that they can be trusted, we will guide them and show them what they need for their self-protection. There is a huge difference between items required for self-protection from smaller rogue organizations or militaries, then the weapons that are needed for a deterrence. Protection is important. Everyone must understand that the risk of nuclear deterrence is what can end human evolutions.
Do you think humans will destroy themselves?
That is up to humans. If the humans make up their mind that they need to try to gain dominance over another power and decide that a first strike is all that they need, they will miscalculate and the other countries will return the fire and destruction. Today you have submarines that carry incredible destructive powers. It may be that a country thinks that they can deter or destroy those submarines and they will not be an impact. Today, mutual destruction is assured. There are no silver bullets. If any country makes a major first strike, there will be secondary return strikes, tertiary, and this will go on until the weapons are exhausted and the militaries will be gone, along with billions of humans. Common sense can save humans. Sadly, there are insane leaders who do not understand the concept of common sense. We will do all we can to influence. We will do all that we can to help guide those that we feel have the best chance to use the weapons only if required, to use them in a minimal fashion, and to use them in pursuit of protecting the innocent and protecting those that want to establish following the rules that God has given for peaceful coexistence.
Okay, considering the way the world is right now, what do you see as the future for humans?
The future for humans at this point is incredibly undecided. There is no one that can make any guarantees at this point. The world has multiple leaders that we believe are truly insane in what their desires are. If the people, the countries, understand the risk to their lives and take actions to put leaders in that will honestly pursue coexistence and peace, then the future for humans can be bright.
Fred, so thank you so much for coming back and helping us out. Do you have a final message for us?
Yes. Humans need to be very hopeful. Humans need to understand that destruction is not a necessity. If humans select political leaders that follow the teachings of God, the teachings of peace, coexistence, If the leaders understand that if they take the assets that are devoted to the military and to the weapons of mass destruction and divert them to helping others and to bringing up the standard of living of their people, then everyone should be able to get along. That's all God wants of us, to get along. There are many ways that this can be accomplished. We will try to guide humans and show them the way. But humans will make their own decisions. If they decide, in fact, that destruction and war and the use of weapons of mass destruction is the route that they want to take, then there is little that we can do. We can give them advice. We can tell the leaders what will happen in the future. But if we're ignored, and if the commands of God are ignored, then the future for humans will be very dark. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I hope that I have brought truth to you. And I hope that I've helped with your understanding. Goodbye.
Thank you so much, Fred.
Okay. Next week, we're going to channel some recently departed entertainers. We're going to speak with the spirits of Jimmy Buffett, Johnny Cash, and Kenny Rogers. Tonight's show is a little on the dark side. So next week, let's just have a fun show and speak with these great entertainers. My 10th book, Messages of the Archangels, is now available for purchase. I hope you didn't think you weren't going to hear about it tonight. You can buy it in paperback, hardcover, ebook on Amazon. Signed copies are available on my website, barrystrom.com.
I'd like to thank you all for joining us tonight on the Channeling History. We tried to bring you a look at the past development of nuclear weapons, how other planets treat their military weapons, and a glimpse at Earth's future. We've been trying to bring you the truth about history by speaking to the souls that lived those events. It's only by understanding the events of the past that we can prepare for the future. So have a good week, everyone. God bless you all.
Okay, all of our shows are now available on our YouTube channel. It's in my name, Barry Strom. If you want to download them, we're now dealing with a company by the name of Podbeam, and it makes downloading the shows incredibly easy. You can just go in, click a button, it's all free. Everything that we have is now available for download on podbeam.com. Just go in, search Barry Strom, and you will probably be led to where you need to go. So thank you for listening. Please join us Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Para-X Radio Network.